Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q4FY24 earnings conference call of Mitsui Chemplast Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Mitsui Chemplast Limited. From management side, we have Mr. Manish Dedhia, Joint Managing Director and CFO, Ms. Kasvira Dedhia, Vice President, Finance and Accounts. Now, I hand over the call to Mr. Manish Dedhia. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good morning, everyone. So I extend a warm welcome to each of you as we convey our FY24 conference call to delve into the performance and future prospects of Mitsui Chemplast Limited. It's a pleasure to have you join us today. Mitsui stands as a prominent player in the plastic manufacturing industry, specializing in blow-molded and injection-molded products. Our unwavering focus is on both business growth and environmental sustainability. We remain steadfastly dedicated to energy conservation and green initiatives. By investing in advanced technologies and implementing efficient machinery, we are actively contributing to a more sustainable future. Looking ahead, we aim to achieve the following goals: propose a 15% reduction in freshwater consumption and intensity, maintain zero fatalities, propose a 7% reduction in lost-time injury frequency rate, which is called LTIFR, propose a 20% reduction in carbon intensity and overall emissions. Furthermore, we are committed to investing in our business growth to finance these business investments. We have successfully raised funds through a rights issue. I am pleased to share that our recent rights issue was oversubscribed, exceeding the issue size significantly. The remarkable response underscores the market's confidence in Mitsui's robust business strategies and the dedication of its team. The company remains steadfast in the commitment to excellence, innovation, and continuous progress with a keen focus on sustainable growth and innovation. The success of the rights issue positioned Mitsui for continued growth and expansion, enabling us to capitalize on emerging opportunities and strengthen our presence in the industry with a strong foundation and a clear vision for the future. Strategic investment in product innovation and value-added offerings have been central to our efforts to meet the escalating demand for packaging products. Our relentless focus on becoming a preferred partner for the supply of packaging material has led us to continuously strengthen our product portfolio. We are committed to growth and bringing valuable contributions to the packaging industry while maintaining sustainability as our focus. Despite various challenges, we are dedicated to sustainable growth and securing a leading market share in the packaging industry. Our expansion and innovation efforts will undoubtedly lead to future growth, and your unwavering support will propel our journey forward despite the challenge we may face. So now I request Ms. Kasvira Dedhia to provide more information on capacity and financials.
Thank you, sir. To provide some context, On our current operations, our total production capacity now exceeds 26,000 metric tons per annum. With a capacity utilization rate of 71%, our packaging business remains our primary contributor, accounting for 85.70% of our product vertical, followed by hospital furniture at 9.65% and other product vertical including infrastructure furniture at 4.65%. Moving on to our financial performance, we concluded FY24 on a very positive note, reporting a total income of Rs. 312.28 crore, EBITDA of Rs. 26.71 crore and a PAT of Rs. 8.86 crore, reflecting an EPS of Rs. 7.12. These impressive figures are a result of our strict control over operational cost and innovative measures that we have reduced wastage and optimized consumption, leading to substantial cost saving. For quarter 4 financial year 24, our revenue stood at 82.55 crore with EBITDA of Rs. 7.79 crore and a PAT of Rs. 2.83 crore. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to all our stakeholders for their unwavering support during challenging times. I am confident that as the industry continues to grow rapidly, our established position and strong clientele will enable us to capture a significant share of the expanding market. Once again, I thank each of you for being with us today and for patiently listening to me. With this overview, we are now open to taking questions from all of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Yashwanti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Great to hear you once again on our final year's numbers, sir. Packaging industry, we are doing a lot of contribution to the industry and many new innovation we are continuously doing. So, but my question is, like, our growth is still timid. So what we can see the things that can turn into a positive direction?
Good question, Ms. Yashwanti. Overall with the financial things, yet our turnover remained almost the same. I think very, very minute growth.
Yeah.
Very minute growth. But overall, the sales has been increased by around 13.84% year on year because of the raw material prices. This were you can see that the turnover the same level. So I think your questions maybe was on a growth side. Definitely there is a big growth in the packaging industry, and definitely we are also trying and many new avenues.
Right.
It takes sometimes more time for approval. It takes more time to get into that, or maybe more time to take a design approval or something like that.
Okay. I'm really wanted to congratulate for the great efforts you are taking in the various initiatives on the sustainability. So you just mentioned in your opening remark there would be some saving in the water, there would be saving in the power. So are this going to contribute to our operational expenses where we can see some expansion in the EBITDA margin in the coming period?
Sorry, I did not get your questions right.
Yeah, so I wanted to say that you have taken many initiatives where you are looking to conserve water, you are looking to conserve energy. So this is basically a good effort towards sustainability, but at the same time, we are also taking an initiative to control our costs. So I just wanted to understand from you all these measures which we are taking to conserve our you know, the scarce resources, how they are going to contribute to our profitability, and when we can see that say substantial change can be seen in the improving profit margins.
Okay, I must say that somewhere I mean, like, till date there is a if you save water, you will not be make a good profit, because plastic requires a very small amount of water. But anyway, see, we are taking some part in small things to conserve environmental nature and on all these things. So this is what we are mentioning in our call, because we are doing on a sustainability part, we are doing many things. Definitely, profitability will not affect my meaning. Profitability not shoot up like anything, or not will go down anything on this. But yes, there will be somewhere at least satisfaction that what we are doing is right for environment.
Right.
Yeah.
So with continuing with this, your point that your efforts on the sustainability and, you know, a contribution to the environment, do we attract any government assistance for this efforts, any kind of a subsidy, any kind of a tax benefit, any kind of a benefit that the government wanted to lend a hand to you and, you know, support your all this sustainability efforts?
So right now, till date, there is no subsidy on any environment or anything, unless you go on the recycling product or something like that. So mm-hmm. we are not into that product yet. So
okay.
it is there is no subsidy. Even in wherever our factory is, all three units are in Maharashtra, there is no subsidy at all. But we do not know if the new government comes, and if something comes up, it will be great welcome move, because we expect that plastic should be considered as a in PLI also. That's what we, our association has already
put forward to the government. With two more questions, I just want to understand how our raw material prices is behaving, when we can see a positive in terms of, you know, saving in cost. This is the one question. And secondly, so we used to do export, that's not right, direct export, but it was like a deem export. We used to supply it to the people with the clients, and then they used to use it, our packaging material, to supply their material. So that is a deem export. So how are the things, how is the demand setting up? Because during the COVID and even after the recovery of the COVID, this export has not been seen a great up move. So how are the things now, and what is your expectation going forward?
So I think overall export is not going great from India.
Okay.
And instead, there's a big demand in the local.
Okay. Okay.
So local consumption has increased drastically upward side.
Okay.
And but yes, export has also gone substantially.
Mm.
But I think by calculating other things, it looks like that export is reduced. But if you see the absolute numbers,
okay,
then it is a different thing.
Okay, we are seeing a good momentum in the domestic market.
Like to say, yeah. If you see absolute number, it may be different.
Okay.
But yes, there is a if you say so, there is a lesser export than the expectation from India.
Oh.
So same way it has been. Somewhere or the other, where it has affected us also somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sir, answer your explanation on the raw material prices. How are the things behaving now, and what are your expectations going forward?
It is completely depend on a demand supply. Right now, it's a stable market.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no demand, the supply is good, then the prices are stable. When the demand comes drastically and supply is somewhere restricted, then again the prices shoot up. So it's completely depend on demand supply first. Then the external things like crude, ethanol and other things, other raw materials. And the third thing, political. Geopolitics.
This is the crude has already started softening. So are we seeing some benefit in our raw material prices? How are the things?
So crude has gone up and down in last 4-5 months. You know, it has, because of the war possibility, it has gone drastically upward and then it has come down. But nothing has changed here because of the demand supply only.
Okay.
I'm talking about recent last 3-4 months scenario. Yes.
Okay. And so how you like to define ourselves regarding our competitors? Like, we are facing this problem with the demand, we are facing problem with the export. How are our competitors are seeing this growth, and any clue on how they are managing this?
Ma'am, no good idea on this, particularly because I think our competitors are not doing con calls, so I really do not know what they are doing. But yes, overall data you can't come to know what they are doing, and there are very only few companies are listed, so you don't come to know too many things.
Okay. So thank you so much for your explanation. I'll join back in again and wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Narendra from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Hey, hi, thanks for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
My question would be, assuming, excluding the fact that excluding the raw material prices effect, what kind of growth are we looking at in the top line in the next 2 to 3 years? What would be our goal, aspirational target?
I think I'll just clarify your question, right? You said with this, what is your target for next 2 years, right?
Yeah, 2 to 3 years. Whatever we have, a medium term or long term, anything, any target that you have. No, of course, excluding the fluctuation in the RM prices.
Yeah. That's very, very rare. That's very rare. So, definitely. Okay. So I must say, see, there is a big demand in packaging industry, as earlier person has already said that. And I can also vouch for that yes, there's a big demand coming up in the packaging industry and the plastic industry. There is a big growth. Let's wait for a new government. Let's come up with the, I think government will come up for sure with some subsidy, some new benefit, looks like. Not sure about that. So that will boost industry like anything for export, for local business, and we are seeing exponential growth in the plastic industry.
Okay. So the current volume growth, I believe, is 13%, right?
Yeah.
So going ahead, would the growth be higher than this, lower than this, or what's your take on that?
So I can tell you, this is our lowest growth ever we have made.
Okay, understood. So it should be high teens. Would that be a fair assumption?
Sorry, what was the last
thing? No, I said, would it be fair to assume that in the, say, 2 to 3 years time frame, high teens growth is possible?
Yeah, we are looking for that. See, again, I mean, my earlier calls also I mentioned that we are really looking for higher EBITDA and higher PAT margin only in many of the products. And hence we are always diverting many more products and looking at for good margin business. So margin is most important. Yes, turnover.
Okay. I was asking about the volume growth. So is
That's what I said. Okay. So margin is first and then the volume growth.
Okay, understood.
So we are looking for more on a margin growth first.
Okay.
Definitely if the margin growth is there, definitely we will get a volume as well.
Okay, fair enough, understood. So our first priority would be to increase the profitability rather than going aggressively, right? Okay, understood. And if I'm not wrong, last fall we had spoken that we have a target to achieve the 12% EBITDA margins. So are we on track for that, or is there some hiccup?
Yeah, so I think we did around 10% this quarter. Some 9-point odd figure. So we did around 10%. So I think that's we are trying to get on the track.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Tara Kaur from Y Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. Sir, could you just highlight that did we had any recent innovation or technology advancement implemented by the company?
Sorry, ma'am, I'm sorry. I could not get your question.
I'm saying that did we had any recent innovation or technology advancements implemented?
Yeah, so the PET machinery was one of that. And earlier that were injection molding machines what we have launched, and the new one was a PET machinery.
Okay, sir. And also any new product in a pipeline which we are planning?
Yeah, there are many. See, we always have a lot of new product every quarter.
Okay.
So, this quarter also many innovative products are there. Many innovations.
You know, get into like when we can expect these to get, you know, to show the impact in the revenue or in the top line, bottom line.
Yes, definitely. See, when I'm saying that there are many. See, we in the packaging side, in the hospital furniture, in the infrastructure side. See, we developed. We have a R&D department. We developed many designs over the period. So we ready for the next quarter. So you know. We already made glass quarter, a lot of designs. We went for a new mold. We went for the design. And now we launched in the market. Now some product get success. Some product did not get any good volume. So that way we are trying a lot in the innovative products.
Okay, sir, and just the last question is, how is the new technology which you mentioned right now is working for you?
I will say okay because still we haven't got any approval from customer because it's a very, very new for customers. And customer is still evaluating. I hope to get a final go-ahead within this quarter.
Okay, thank you. Also, can we expect growth in the next coming quarter in the top and bottom line?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Narayan Murthy Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, management. My question is, can we expect growth in next quarter?
Okay. Yes, but not drastically upward because you can see there is an election year. So So there are many factories, running at a very low capacity because of the workers are not there. And everybody is having a less demand. So I think April and May was everywhere was the same situation, especially Maharashtra, Gujarat. So hope to get good volume, but can't see miracles.
Okay. And so how does the company plan to navigate challenges such as raw material price fluctuation and supply chain disruption, which can impact, manufacturing operation and financial performance?
So I think, sir, when you are in a plastic business and a commodity business, so the first criteria is to get into this is you have to manage raw material very well, entire year. So that's the first criteria to get into business. So I think that's a, we have to manage with the demand supply gap.
Okay, sir. And sir, can you provide more insight into your market demand dynamics for your core products, especially in segments industrial packaging solutions, automotive components, and healthcare products like?
So you want to have marketing?
Sorry, sir?
No. What was the question? Please come again.
My question was can you provide more insight into your market demand dynamics for your core products, especially in segments industrial packaging solutions, automotive components, and healthcare products?
Okay, so I'll start with the packaging. So packaging has a very good demand across India and across the sector. Everyone wants to go with the new design, the new things, and the new shape in the market. And definitely there is a big demand coming up in the packaging industry. About furniture, yes, again, we see basically upward this year due to very big demand overall. And definitely this budget will come up a lot of things for healthcare things. So we expect a lot from hospital furniture this year. About automotive growth, yeah, we are not doing too good in automotive because we are already not showing any progress in that things, because there is a lot of talk going on. Unless and until the business starts, you can't say anything. Because from last 2 years, we are not doing anything on automotive.
So, do you have any plans on automotive for in next financial year, or you will just continue with what?
We have plans this year also, but it's subject to the customers and customers' approval and the commercials are right. Because if the commercials are not right, we just don't want to get into that business.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. That's all my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanika from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very little.
Am I audible?
You need to speak a little louder.
Ma'am, may I request you to use the handset, please?
I'm using the handset. Am I audible now?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so we've just said that this was the lowest growth year for us. So why did we experience this? What are the difficulties that we faced in this year or the quarter?
No, so I think the first two quarter was very, very moderate, or maybe I can say okay was from demand side also was okay. Hence, we could not grow that level. That was the only reason.
So why are we seeing such low demand? Because we are saying that the industry is seeing a lot of growth.
Simultaneously, we are also expanding. So in a turnover side, yes, there is a competition is also increasing like anything.
So mainly it's the competition which is.
Maybe yes, yes. I can say maybe yes.
Okay. And anything except from competition?
No, so sometimes customer approval, it takes a lot of time for customer to approve some of the goods, to change the supplier, it takes a lot of time, and so on.
So are we expecting any customer approvals coming in the next quarter or next two quarters?
Yes, yes. Customer acquisition and customer new approval, yes, there will be many.
Okay. And sir, in the last call, we had guided for a 30% kind of growth in FY25. So are we still looking for that kind of growth? Because we said that we are going to do a mid-teen kind of a volume growth.
Yes, it is still on.
So we are still looking for 30% kind of growth. Hello?
Ma'am, how many percentage you are saying?
I have never mentioned the percentage, but yes, we are seeing the big growth.
Okay.
I never mentioned.
So can that be around 30%?
No, I never mentioned, ma'am.
Okay. And also, we had a target of doing a 1,000 crore kind of top line in 3 years.
Maybe in line, maybe, yes, we are working towards that target, and let's see how we can achieve that.
Do we have any more clarity on how we are going to get it in terms of what are the steps?
We will announce as and when we will have more clarity in our hand, so we will announce on the spot.
Okay, and if not 50%, what kind of growth are we looking for in the next 1 to 2 years?
I will not be able to tell you specific growth because we never say specific growth percentage-wise. But yes, there is a big demand and good growth you can expect this year.
Okay. And anything on the margin side?
Yeah, so margin side is also, you can see from last two quarters, there is an improvement. And we are trying to get that improvement in even this four quarters also.
Okay, sir, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jay from HNI Corporation. Please go ahead. Hello, Jay. Your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question. Hello, Jay. As there is no response from the line of current participants, our next question is from the line of Yashwanti, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again for the opportunity. I think I missed it. But what is our current capacity utilization?
For the year, it is 71%.
71%. So, at a point capacity utilization, what kind of a revenue we can expect and when we can see the 100% capacity utilization?
There is an echo in your voice.
No, I wanted to understand when we can see the 100% capacity utilization and at that level, what kind of a revenue we can see.
So there cannot be 100% utilization in any of the machinery. Yes, 85 to 90% you can go. And if you go 85-90%, you can achieve around 430 430 to 450 crore turnover.
Okay. So it means that by next year or maybe, by next year or maybe end of this current year, you need to increase your capacity, you have to invest into the capacity.
Yeah. Yes. We have already increased slow by slow. So I think you must have seen our
announcement
which we have increased the capacity.
Yeah, that is, I think, 870 metric tons, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
Sorry, ma'am, aapka bahut, I mean, like, voice is like echoing like anything.
Yeah, I believe it was some 870 metric ton kind of capacity you were added. That is 10% of whatever this year is. Not even 10%.
No, it's not. It's 1800 per year.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jagidas, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, hi. Am I audible?
Yes.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for the decent setup number. I have four questions, all are different questions. The first one is, what is the industry's growth rate, and how are we growing when compared to the industry? Are we growing better than the industry, or are we growing at par with the industry? That is my first question.
Okay. So, industry, I mean, like specifically blow molding industry is, CAGR is around 14 to 16%.
14 to 16, okay.
Almost something similar, I'll not say a little bit. That, but yeah, almost similar.
Okay, so how are we growing when compared to them?
Sorry?
So how are we growing in compared to them in terms of like volumes and revenue? Volumes, if I'm not wrong, we are growing at par. Revenues, we are not getting to that level. That is my question.
Yeah, as I said, like, you know, first quarter was not too good with Mitsu. So I think because of that, the revenue, I mean, like the profitability has hit it like anything on this.
Okay. So second question is, when do we expect the margin to come back to its peak? We were like doing almost 12.8 to 12.9, almost 13% margin. Currently we are at 9%. So when can we expect the margins to come back to its peak?
I think this is a time to come back with the good margins and the good business and good profitability as well.
Okay, so you are expecting a double-digit margin by this year, so by FY25?
That's our target. That's always our target.
Okay, so double-digit margin. So third question is, sir, in the last quarter presentation, you have mentioned you had a major deal with a German client. What is the situation of that, sir?
Sorry, which client, sir?
No, you have mentioned Mitsu Chemplast major deal with the German client in the last quarter presentation.
Yeah, so already order has received, we have already processed with the order. So the export also started in Mitsu Chem.
Okay.
That's one of the good achievement you can say. But we see a constant, now sustainability on this is very important. So let's see how we sustain this business.
Okay. So, sir, also the recent rights issue, how are we going to utilize it, and how is the kind of asset turnover will it come out of this right issue, sir? What is the asset turnover you are expecting out of this right issue?
Yeah, so I think 15 crore was a loan repayment after 21 point odd figure, and the rest was for reserves and working capital.
Okay, the rest is reserve and working capital. So my last question, sir, what is the order book for your company right now?
What are?
Order book, order book.
Order book.
So, sir, we have always order book of maximum 1 month. We cannot take more than 1 month order because of price fluctuations, and even the company is also not willing to do more than 1 month.
Okay, 1 month. So, all the order book, whichever you are taking, is only for 1 month, right? Am I right?
No, sorry.
No, all the order you are taking is for like 1 month. So you will complete the order in the same 1 month. That is what you are saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So shall we grow 20%, sir? Is there a possibility of us growing for the next 2-3 years? Because we have kept our target of 1,000 crore in FY27. So we need a growth of at least 25% in the top line. So will we be able to do it, sir?
So we'll try to go with our run rate, what we had in the past. So the exact numbers, maybe let's see the numbers, let the numbers speak. And if any good plans are there, we will announce and then we will discuss.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thank you. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shanky Bansal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible?
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Good morning, everyone. Actually, I have one question. In the previous con call, management has highlighted and launched a new product, pail containers, to cater the paint industry. And in that quarter, we had a lot of inquiries from paint companies. So how are we seeing this segment, and have we onboarded any new customer in this segment? And what sort of revenue we are expecting in this FY24-25?
Pail business, right? You're talking about pail business, sir?
Pail containers.
Yeah, we're still on. So, as I said, like the entry, there is a good entry barrier, and hence we are still struggling. To be very honest, we are still struggling. And but we are not sitting idle, but at least we have some other customer who is giving us orders. So, we are running that way, but definitely we are waiting for big orders to come.
Okay. And so, in the last quarter, we have launched one new product, My EcoPack, to cater this lube oil. So, that product, you have said that it's a 12% operating margin product. So, how we are capable to scale up this segment, and are we receiving any meaningful order?
We are still very positive on that right now. I think two customers are evaluating very closely because it's a new product, a first time in India. So definitely people are worried about many of the things. And hence people are looking at this in a different manner. And yes, evaluation takes a lot of time. So I think we hope that something comes up in this quarter.
Okay. And sir, can you tell me what is the current debt of our company, and how are we planning to reduce the same in FY25?
So current total debt is around 78 crores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Out of which, what is the amount of long-term debt?
Long-term is 35.72.
Okay. So, sir, how are we planning to reduce this in coming future, quarters?
So, sir, company has already paid some of the debt from the raised equity in the last month. And still we have the part of the equity call pending. We are planning to pay some of the debt in this current quarter also.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. That's it from my side, and wish you good luck for the coming future. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Chandni Chande from Kirin Advisors for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Mitsu Chemplast Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Chandni. Yeah.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.